Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into something really foundational.
Yeah, what do we got?
The principles of dynamics, the basic rules for how everything moves.
Ah, right. Motion, forces, the big stuff.
Exactly. It's not just like why a ball stops rolling, but how rockets launch, how everything works fundamentally.
Right. So our mission today, is really to boil down these core ideas. We're talking Newton's laws mostly.
But not forgetting Galileo, right? You sort of set the stage.
Absolutely crucial. We need to acknowledge his groundwork. The goal here is to give you a shortcut, really, to the why and how behind motion.
Okay, let's start at the beginning then. The first principle.
Inertia, that's the one. The principia, the inertia.
And the gist is.
Basically, an object just keeps doing what it's doing. So if it's moving straight at a constant speed, it keeps going.
Or if it's sitting still, it stays put. Like my coffee cup.
Hopefully. Exactly. Unless, and this is the key part, unless some force acts on it.
A push or a pull.
Precisely. And you mentioned Galileo. His contribution here was massive. People used to think things just naturally stopped.
Yeah, that seems intuitive, doesn't it? Friction and all that.
Well, yes, but Galileo, in his dialogue concerning the two chief world systems, he really pushed this idea of Galilean relativity. He argued that motion, uniform motion, is just as natural as rest if you take away those external forces like friction.
That must have been pretty revolutionary.
Oh, completely. It paved the way for Newton.
And this principle, inertia, it works best in specific situations, right? These inertial frames.
That's the term, yes. Inertial frames of reference. Think of them as non-accelerating viewpoints, places where inertia holds perfectly true.
So not when my train suddenly jerks forward.
Exactly. That's a non-inertial system because it's accelerating and you feel those like apparent forces pushing you back.
But for many things, we can treat Earth as basically inertial,
Yeah.
even though it's spinning and orbiting.
For a lot of everyday physics, yeah, it's often a good enough approximation. The effects are small unless you're dealing with really large scales or high precision.
Okay, so that's inertia. Things keep going unless forced. What's next?
The second principle, the secondo principio della dinamica. This is the big one, often called the fundamental law of dynamics.
Lefse, is that this one?
That's the famous equation for it, yes. It tells us quantitatively what happens when a force does act on an object. It connects force, mass, and the resulting acceleration.
So more force means more acceleration.
Generally, yes, if the mass stays the same. Or, for the same force, a heavier object, more mass accelerates less.
Right, mass is like resistance to changing motion.
That's a great way to put it. Mass measures that inertia we just talked about. How much an object fights back against being accelerated.
And this law helps explain things like gravity.
Definitely. It explains free fall, why objects accelerate downwards due to gravity, that specific accelerazione di gravità.
And weight is weight of force.
Weight is the force of gravity acting on an object's mass. The second law defines it, and it also leads us to the units we use, like newtons for force.
Okay, makes sense. So inertia, then force causes acceleration. What's the third piece?
The third principle, action and reaction. The principio di azione e reazione.
Ah, the classic. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
That's it. Simple to state, but profound implications. Forces always come in pair.
Always. So when I push on a wall,
The wall pushes back on you with the exact same amount of force, just in the opposite direction.
even though the wall doesn't move, and I might.
Well, the effect of the force depends on the mass and other forces involved, back to the second law. But the forces themselves, the action-reaction pair, are always equal and opposite.
Wow. Okay. End of a practical example.
Best one, rocket propulsion. Propulsione e reazione.
How does that work with action reaction?
The rocket throws hot gas downwards at high speed. That's the action. The reaction is the gas pushing the rocket upwards with an equal force. That's what lifts it off the ground. It's pushing against the expelled gas, not the ground.
That makes sense. It's not pushing on the air, it's the gas itself.
Exactly. Pure action reaction works even better in the vacuum of space.
So wrapping this up then, we have these three core principles.
Built on Galileo's insights, synthesized by Newton, it's the bedrock of classical mechanics, how we understand almost all motion around us.
It really is amazing how these sort of abstract ideas are playing out constantly.
Absolutely. Walking down the street involves inertia, forces between your feet and the ground, action reaction.
Driving your car, throwing a ball, even just sitting still, gravity's force balanced by the chair's reaction force.
You're basically a walking, talking demonstration of dynamics.
So the question for you listening is this. After hearing this, What everyday thing will you look at a bit differently now?
Where will you suddenly see that invisible dance of forces, that interplay of inertia, mass, and action-reaction happening right in front of you?